What would you pay to get out of traffic? Drivers on a stretch of I-85 north of Atlanta confront that question each time they pass a set of limited access toll lanes. The idea is simple: pay the toll and move faster. But tolls keep rising, and that has drivers questioning the lane's costs and benefits. It's a Monday afternoon, and Shlaina Van Dyke is headed home from work.
Sorry.
As on most days, she's waiting to see how much she'll have to pay to use the I-85 express lane.
$7 to Lawrenceville Swanee Road, which is where I'll be heading.
Van Dyke pulls into the lane right at the start of its 16 miles and zips by other cars. She says she spends about $60 a week to use the lanes to and from work, but prices are rising. Just recently, Van Dyke paid a toll of $13.95 for a one-way trip.
And then when you get in the lane, and you're still averaging 20 miles an hour, and then there are times where you are stopped, it's an exercise in frustration.
Van Dyke says the lanes feel less and less like they're worth the money. But the only alternative seems to be sitting in traffic. So she feels stuck.
I would liken it to like a bad marriage, but divorce is not an option kind of thing.
Everyone focuses on they're stuck in traffic. They rarely focus on we are the traffic.
Chris Tomlinson heads the State Road and Tollway Authority, the agency that runs the express lanes. The toll formula is simple. More traffic means higher prices, but they're not about generating revenue. Tomlinson says the lanes actually run at a loss.
Have we created an option in these heavily congested corridors that can perform better than all the other choices that are in that corridor, at least on the highway? And that's what we're trying to do.
The lanes are designed to reduce congestion at peak times, and there's a federal standard for judging how well they do that, maintaining average speeds of 45 miles per hour.
If you fall below the standards, they want to know what measures you're going to take. We actually received a letter from the federal government saying, raise the prices.
So the toll authority raised prices, and drivers paid them, just like they did every other time tolls were raised.
It feels expensive. What we've been always watching and quite frankly amazed is as the prices have gone up, we continue to see more riders using the lane.
What it fundamentally says is that the value of that trip to those individuals is worth the cost.
Pat McCarthy studies transportation economics at Georgia Tech. He says road space is a fixed resource. Eventually, drivers will decide the costs of using that resource, either paying the toll or sitting in traffic, are too high and change their behavior.
Not everyone buys a Rolls Royce. Some people buy less expensive cars, right? And so we figure out, based upon our income, based upon our preferences, what choices we want to make.
Some drivers could choose not to use the lanes and risk sitting in traffic. But others could change their commute schedules, hop on transit or telecommute, all of which could help reduce congestion.
And it also gets individuals thinking about roads as they might think about a typical product that they pay for.
There is a ceiling for me. It's one of those things that you really have to decide what your priorities are.
For Shlaina Van Dyke, that priority is spending time with her family. And she's still willing to pay for that with her toll. But if the payoff continues shrinking, she's ready to consider other options.
You start reevaluating. For me, I would have to reevaluate where I work.
And pretty soon, many more drivers in Metro Atlanta will have the chance to weigh those costs and benefits. The state will open 50 more miles of tolled express lanes by 2018, with even more planned for the future. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.